Keys and I stuck them down and something. I must have just stuck them all in there, you know. What the hell was it?
They're not in there.
No.
Okay.
So they've got to be on them.
Okay.
They're anything out of a bag.
She was sitting on the tree, there was a hummingbird. This cat was going crazy. He's ready to
leave and get that hummingbird. Maybe he leaves her over, so she's moved out. I guess over to the barn or something. He's gone long enough for her to move out of the shelter. Would you have to do anything with this child? I wanted her. She was like all adults. She said, they could go over to the house. I said, my people.
What side did I come out from?
I said, you can go right straight back, right through that.
I think it will.
Yeah, it's all right, because I've driven up there many times, and it's just, you know, it doesn't plow that deep, and it's not wet.
Stay still.
There's a low-hanging branch going up.
Come on. me off their list, you know. Evidently, Reverend Jones been out there and told them that I was demon possessed, or the devil. Yeah, the devil was in me. The devil makes me do it. I cuss and I lie.
You told them that?
No, I'm saying I know him. Thank you. husband's in jail, and I wrote a letter to father for her husband. The word taken out because he has gotten himself back not only in Vacaville, he's been I don't know how many years in Vacaville. Father got him out. Well, he came out and then he got into trouble again, and father was, I told her father about it, you know, and father got him off. So, I mean, you know, medication and everything turned out okay. It was really bad because he had broken his parole. He's got a brother right now, and he's got another brother. He's got two brothers in prison right now. And he's stolen, he's done armed robbery. Not armed, but robbery, you know, where he stole. And in broad daylight, moving TV out of his way home. That's all. Nobody has any character out here. See, nobody has any character. Some show a little more empathy here and there, but they come out there, you know. But see that he has a pattern that he wants would like to destroy himself, because why would he do it in broad daylight? Mother and father are both alcoholics. Mother died in a car accident, and father is frozen liver right now. See how the marriage ends up when they drink the frozen. So what is that, Linda, to you? Is my sister, who's a year older, daughter, Blue's daughter, and she's
program. I'm totally crazy.
Colorado. But I've been away for a few times now. Nothing's there.
Well, I think you've been through a lot, you know. Ruth will pick her up and probably bring her to your house.
We started calling her cleaning that up by loving that phone, so we put it in the
hand. Yeah, I know. She's been rough like that before. Oh. Okay, thanks a lot. Huh? Yes.
Laura, you want this phone with us?
Yeah. I know, I'm super busy. I don't know. Yeah, I've been picking it up.
Are there any kind of order crap around there?
There's a few things they can take if they want, you know, including food. Yeah. I don't know, rack in the building.
Okay. Let's see
what else. You did go see your sister, don't you?
Yeah.
Didn't she have to go with you 3 years ago?
Yeah. I
love her
being in makeup. I know. We can do it. Can we? Because you gotta call anyway. You should call her and make arrangements. Or we should, you can turn the Applebee's in the store and get that too. And so we just settle the deal if she's got the money.
Well, I'll tell you about that. There's a message from the city. And, you know, the time where, yeah, you know, we'll be glad to accept the $6,000.
Six?
That's
what we did last night.
No, six.
Six?
Yeah.
We don't
have time. You sure?
I want to make
sure
they
write
it down.
Well, six, I got it. I haven't used it this morning. 6,000.
We're waiting to see what it is.
Let me get a copy of this. I got a copy of this note. I didn't
the problem is my thing that Jim gave me to give to her in my thing in the room in San Francisco. You know, the well, it's the thing I signed and she signed about $24,900 in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. I don't have that deal here with me. I mean, you know, I don't know where they're living. No, they're in my things in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself were supposed to give it to me. No, I don't know. You just said if you want to see this, you can give this to it, you know.
Well, maybe
well,
something
you guys do. Well, something she has signed with a person name on it. You know? It's like I wanted to go on and stuff there, but
well,
I have it every place
you
want.
Still
I
can. If you must know, you still could get this, you know.
The problem again is I don't know where. Well, maybe I got it in my purse where she lives. I think I got the directions in somewhere. You know, in that. I have some drug from Hall to breakfast. What you could do is put them. I have a Sonoma phone book.
A Sonoma phone
book. Yeah, first.
What do you need?
Let's just look for him and the phone book. Her address will be there with her cell phone number, won't it?
Well, you can call the operator and get the phone number and address.
See, I don't know where. You see, he can do it in Jane Allen.
They probably do my house and all
of it. I could look through it. I don't want to raise it. She may have a missing number though. Do you have a directory? So I can be doing that?
I'll ask William when he gets back, I guess.
I don't know. All
right. Sorry, okay.
Robin Lane or something.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is. I was looking, I was living in Glen Ellen. I know Ollie being there because it's private, and I've been over there looking for her one time, and I didn't go on the way to Napa to register for being a child over there. Of course, over there. So, and I want to go see my class, where my class is, and down, and I went over there. So we drove around there, so I know kind of how to get down in there where Glen Ellen is, and I know it's on Robin Lane or something, but I would have to see the phone book, you know, and is it to be what, Sonoma County or Napa, one of the other
ones?
Sonoma? Yeah, she lives at Elwood, no, they call it Sonoma. So she was right near there.
Okay.
If she hasn't moved, she was going to move.
No,
my mother would have said last time, she didn't move, she could have gone to the land there.
Oh, that's
good,
I'm sure.
Who was with your sister?
Yeah, right, this is not letting you do what you saw.
Yeah. Where did your sister work? She works at LV.
I'm wondering if it would be better to catch her on her lunch break, you know, and go on over there and talk to her there in the car or something.
Well, lunch break probably wouldn't be until what?
Actually, you know, they're not that busy. They seem to have pretty a lot of freedom that you could probably go through LV itself, or you could sit up on a duty, and then ask for her, and then
do it. So they wouldn't
really
travel that long.
Yeah.
That way, you know,
she wouldn't be prepared with anything.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't be bogged down with a lot of explanations, because you have to do that kind of hard work, you know.
Mm-hmm. And nobody would be around.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that's not a bad idea. If you can't catch her at home,
mm-hmm.
I think pretty.
Yeah. I can get a phone book, or we can call the operator, give her a number, but they don't have to give you her address over that, do they?
No.
Yeah, well, I've gotten it. Some people will give it, some people don't. I think the good thing is to go to a phone booth right across the street from our house, so as close as we can, so...
Yeah. Well, I know it's Robin, and I have a vague idea how to get there. She told me to go down the road and up, and it's over here. I can't remember what color it is, but it was up the road that we went up.
Well, as long as you find the address, you can buy a bridge.
Well, there's bound to be somebody that knows her out there, you know.
Yeah.
One other thing. Now, you have some mail over at your mom's place, or your mom's house? Some mail?
No one picked that up?
No, but if you'd like...
I assume it's there, because there's nothing in the mailbox, nothing in my house.
Okay, if you'd like, June can pick that up.
I just
need that. Okay, because yeah, relationships right now are really good. They took the dolly back this morning, and things went very well.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got her at a good place, and we said,
yeah. Oh, Lord. She's at a good place right now. So, when he gets back, you know, from school, you can run over and pick it up for you. Okay. That's basically it. You don't have any problem. You can't hear anything over that. You can rise out in, I think, about 5 minutes. Okay. I don't have any other instructions. I mean, like I said, but I got a message from the city this morning, and that was it.
Did she leave the message on her birthday when I find them?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, because...
Don't mention anything, you know, about the address, like a number, you know, where you're living.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She says Sutter Street. Well, like I said, my mother was just temporary. I needed room to stay overnight.
If they mention that, even if they, you know, well, I don't know if you mentioned to them the other day that, you know, you did have an apartment, it was really nice, and da 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 da. Well, you know, you can say, well, hey, you know, I haven't even gotten a chance to, you know, remember where it is. I just haven't learned it by heart yet.
Mm-hmm.
And just change the subject.
Don't you? I'll give it to you later.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
You give it to me later, or just... Hey, I don't recall it now. I can give it to you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just change the subject.
Yeah.
And same thing to your sister. That's going to be more likely to want to know where the heck you are.
Yeah, that's what I mean. My sister.
Yeah. Because
I'm not going to talk to my mother.
Okay, good. Good. That's the way it goes.
Okay. And
Mary, to explain, you know, explain Mary, you know, just to say, you know, you're just a friend going to school with me, that's all. Just, you know, just come along with me.
So what
do you think? Yeah. Not to say what do you think.
I better not.
No.
Oh, all of them. You better change your name, your last name, or something. Why? So, I mean, because my sister is very Catholic. Okay, she's going to have to go to work. Say you're going to school and working part-time. Where are you going to work?
In
Santa Rosa someplace.
Memorial Hospital? Too close to Sonoma.
No, it's too close.
How about, let's see, Cloverdale?
Are you kidding? Oh, you didn't make it. You got to go right along down the city, don't you? Are we going to city tonight?
Oh, you gotta get back to your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family just take it down. I'm moving.
I'll have to get another little house.
That's not a bad idea. You know, she's not saying that. Just tell her that you are. And then you just turn around and come on back.
She thinks we're going back, you know. Yeah, they didn't stop at the house and I moved some of the food.
Lori wanted to see you about a letter. I'm going to get you 10 months to send you a letter. So you get the program and stop there. Lawrence, good luck. We'll see you later on tonight.
and we're going to talk to you.
Hi, mommy. Hey, baby. Don't be so scared.
You're not going to listen to me.
Thank you.
like 19 in the morning. And she was sitting just behind the baby face.
I would never cooperate with my parents on nothing, you know?
Yeah, I knew
it didn't mean I was an uncooperative person.
I kind of felt that way because I felt that if I got her down there, you know, that would take care of her. And that I couldn't turn her in to the council because they thanked her or it's something that would have been in for her, too. Because her pictures are outside with her, you know, it's a horrible thing. I mean, couldn't cause at all when she went. And then that everyone followed. I just dropped it.
No, what I mean by Cindy is Cindy married. Yeah. You know how she did? There was such a fight over that marriage. Mm-hmm. And she defied everybody to live with me and everything. My mother pulled a net against me that knocked Cindy that she's the person that knew what she was doing. She lived over there with her mother-in-law because she didn't like you. And here I gave them piano lessons, all of them, you know, took them swimming all the time. You can't go back over all this stuff, you know. And I took it from my husband because of Cindy to do things, and I stood between them all the time, Don and her. Because our house was pissed all the time with Cindy.
I'm the only one that's never been.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I just have to accept it. Bruce had the keys in the car.
Yeah.
And so Bruce had it.
Well, good. Fun. There's a few little keys in there.
Look at the floor. Evan, this lady has three.
Remind you to leave this note.
Laying in a real curled up place in the back there, Larry.
Remind you to leave this note for Dad. You can look at him over the corner here.
Yeah, you can barely get to his name. I don't know what we ever called it. I never called it that.
I don't want to call him.
Oh boy.
How cats are you? Sometimes you don't even call them. You know, you go around. I'm like, what's your name?
He was
on
the golf
course.
Hey, Lori. Lori. Lori.
Just went into, my face.
She's not the weekend or not the
weekend. I'm sorry, please.
Yeah.
Oh, look what I got.
Yeah, I see, here's my coat right here.
Oh, what else?
I fought real hard. I know right where that put my shoe on. It's Valentine's Day, I guess. Look at this here.
Yeah.
Okay, let us take our two.
2 minutes.
I'm kind of relieved, really. She wouldn't cooperate. It was awful.